On a state level, traffic is down throughout the board, but that doesn't mean state agencies aren't active. Paul Wapple is a spokesman for the Illinois Department of Transportation. He says workers are still engaged in maintenance work.
Transportation is deemed an essential service, and the roads, we are maintaining the roads, bridges, making sure they're still in good shape.
Wapple says this work, particularly construction, is on schedule, but he notes some adjustments have been made.
The workers who are out and about, they, you know, wash their hands frequently when they can. If they have to have a meeting and need a meeting, they do it, you know, social distancing or conference call if they have to, you know, just doing what they're supposed to do.
Aside from the roads themselves, IDOT continues to maintain rest areas along highways and interstates. Wapple says these facilities are particularly important for truck drivers transporting supplies.
Whether it's food and or medical supplies, they need a place to stop and rest, and we're making sure the rest areas are cleaned and disinfected frequently.
Some state agencies have scaled back their operations. The Illinois Tollway has switched to all-electronic toll collection and shut down its customer service centers at its oases. Illinois State Police remain on duty, but a statement notes that officers have shifted to a reactive patrol posture. Specifically, they will focus on calls for assistance, securing state medical facilities and critical shipments, and helping with traffic flow at drive-through testing facilities. Wapple says that change in focus might tempt some drivers to break the rules. He strongly advised against this.
You know, frequently we were saying, hey, please, if you're out and about, if you have to go out, please slow down, obey the speed limit, and absolutely be extra careful, as always, near any construction zones.
And as always, he says, avoid distraction, particularly in those zones.
We want to make sure that all of the workers are protected and safe, and so they can do their job. They have families too. They have loved ones out there as well.
While trucks and larger vehicles have a presence on state and national routes, many local roads are being used for deliveries. Michael Oswalt is a law professor at Northern Illinois University. Oswalt says there's been a shift in the gig economy's focus from humans to goods.
So, you know, rideshare work has largely bottomed out. You know, many in-home services companies like TaskRabbit have as well. But the delivery jobs are really in great demand.
Oswalt says Uber and Lyft drivers have transitioned to more product-based services, such as Uber Eats, Grubhub, and Instacart. Companies, in response, are hiring additional delivery drivers. Instacart itself plans to add 50,000 new employees.
And both Walmart and Amazon are hiring more workers.
And he says those service workers have become particularly important during the pandemic.
So our groceries are delivered, our diapers are packed and shipped, our weekend restaurant meals dropped off by workers who are putting their own health on the line for the good of the public.
Both IDOT and ISP aim to ensure state roadways stay orderly during the COVID-19 pandemic. But ultimately, safety on a highway or neighborhood street comes down to the person behind the wheel. I'm Chase Cavanaugh.